Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. We got a lot of stories I'm going to try to get to today. We're going to do high story count today and not try to get too stuck on any one because there's so much going on that's really kind of unbelievable. The top story that the networks want to do is they're supposedly... Is there any disagreement going on between Elon Musk and Donald Trump? I don't think there is, but there's a whole bunch of disagreements going on with workers for the federal government of whether they need to fill out that form that justifies their job. So that definitely is something that's a hot button in Washington these days. By the way, the FDA has rehired dozens of specialized employees that it fired last week. A lewd fake video. Have you seen this lewd fake video of Trump and Musk? Someone.
Oh, where he's licking his feet.
Story. Yeah, licking his sucking his toes.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's been played on the monitors. Excuse me, in the hallways of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. That's pretty
what
amazing.
Do you mean on? Not on somebody's phone? You mean on the...
No, it's on monitors. You know, like you'd have them... You walk down the hall and maybe there's monitors. Like, you can look down as far as the hall as you want to go, and there's Donald Trump sucking on the toes of Elon Musk. They're looking into that. Emmanuel Macron. They went and they did a shake hands and dog and pony show at the White House yesterday, and who knows what they agreed and what they didn't agree on, but if you watch the news conferences, they seem to be all lovey-dovey. Dr. Oz, who is President Trump's pick for Medicare and Medicaid, he's got some financial ties to medical companies that could overlap with that job, so don't be surprised you hear that soon. The Speaker of the House of Representatives is having to delay the confirmation of Representative Elise Stefanik as U.N. ambassador. He can't afford to lose her vote in the House right now. You know, Trump has picked a number of congresspeople. They wouldn't have the shortage that they have if he was able, you know, if these people hadn't run off to go do these jobs, because you got to do them. But it made definitely the congressional numbers tighter than they need to be. Protesters hung an upside-down American flag on El Capitan in Yosemite to protest the layoffs at the National Park Service. Again, you know, trying to find a story that is accurate. Yes, they laid off employees everywhere. It wasn't like they picked any one particular place. They got them all. And the National Park Service seems to be rather lean, in my knowledge, all the time. So what they do at the National Park Service, they have permanent employees, yes. And then in the season, whatever that season is, and it's different at all the different parks, they're allowed to hire dozens, if not hundreds, of people, and overall through the system, thousands. So they do have permanent employees, and when there's nobody at their parks, those permanent employees do maintenance, you know, try to do road maintenance, put signs back up and do things like that. But I've never heard of a park service that was overstaffed. So we'll see how that works out when people start going to the parks this year. Some of the Ukraine wounded soldiers are back on the front lines, saying they couldn't abandon their brothers. This includes amputees, and they're putting out pictures. This one guy had an amputated hand, up to not quite his elbow, but pretty far up, and he was kind of holding on to the other side of the automatic weapon with what they had up there for him. It was tough to see. Ukraine and U.S. are nearing a deal on this natural resources. Now, today is Tuesday. Many people think Zelensky will be there by the end of the week to sign off on this. Meanwhile, in the Israel-Hamas war, the ceasefire expires on Sunday. Nobody's negotiating for an extension, so that could be a problem as we head toward the weekend. NASA,
Jimmy, before you go to the asteroid, as of yesterday, how long do you think that war, the quote invasion of the Ukraine by Russia, has been going on as of yesterday?
Oh, yeah, three. Which they said, but longer than 3 years officially.
3 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And really, it even some of it even started before that. But I mean, of what we know now is that war, 3 years. And a lot of people have died, and a lot of money's been spent. Mm-hmm. And they're just now getting close to trying to talk about it. It's crazy. NASA announced that an asteroid that was going to kill us all is not going to do that now. It is no longer posing a risk. Denny's has added a surcharge to meals about the eggs, adjusting the prices due to the challenges nationwide egg shortage. I understand Turkey is sending us 33 tons of eggs to help with our shortage.
We're buying them, yeah. And it turns out we're the only foreign country we ever bought eggs from, but not this many, is Turkey. Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird? I never knew we had turkey
eggs. Seems like a long way to ship eggs, man, doesn't it?
Sure does. When it's nobody else has got any, they don't have cooties. President Trump's selection of Dan Bongiorno, that has really stirred up all kinds of people. But the more you read about him, I mean, yeah, he is a right-wing pundit, but he's got the resume, you know, for this type of job. I understand that he might have not been happy when they didn't make him head of the Secret Service. That was the job he supposedly really wanted. But then this one, apparently,
he came from the Secret Service originally, right?
Yeah, so I think he kind of wanted to run it. It would make some sense, but they had somebody else that, you know, higher up on the food chain of people. And anyway, he is real tight with Kash Patel, and you want your number two guy to be tight with you, so they're going to be the dynamic duo over there, and that's got a lot of people scared. Dick Durbin says that he's a conspiracy theorist with zero FBI experience. And then I had a good quote, but I think I just said I didn't want to even read it. Adam Schiff, he had some things to say too. But anyway, Lester Holt, that kind of was a surprise to me yesterday when he announced that he was leaving the anchor post after a good 10 years.
What's the backstory?
Well, we've got to remember how he got his job. Brian Williams was the anchor, you know, for the lifetime. And he got, you know, got in a ringer when he...
lying about news story, making stuff up.
When he made it, he embellished, I believe. It wasn't like he didn't go. I think he embellished the news story and got caught on that.
It was during I think it goes back to Katrina.
Iraq.
And he got a balcony room or something where he could do his reporting. And of course, all of Bourbon Street was flooded, and he was saying that constantly dead bodies were floating by. Well, his whole camera crew and sport crew ended up saying nothing like that ever happened, for instance.
Yeah, I really liked him as an anchor man. I don't understand all that other stuff. And I thought they kind of rehabbed him, you know, and let him sit out a while and be in timeout and never do that again type thing. So I don't know. He did something recently.
MSNBC brought him in, and they let him do election coverage and stuff like that here.
Yeah,
recently.
That's what it was, election coverage. Well, I think he's great. All right, he made up some stuff like that. Then look at all the fiction you see from, you know, the other people. And I don't know. I don't think he's any worse than any of the other ones are at this point. But I like him. I hope he can come back. But anyway, Lester is a very calm force. he was a Chicago anchorman forever, and they brought him to New York, and he did some stuff there. I remember he held the door for me one day at the Today Show, which I thought was very nice. He's a gentleman, and he looks like it. He is, what you see is what you get with him. He is a gentleman, and he has had that role for 10 years, and that's 65 years old, says he wants to take on more of a full-time role at Dateline. I think what really is, if you just go in there at 9 o'clock in the morning and you leave at 7-something for most, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, whatever, you know, they get him to do, that's a pretty sweet job in the news business. Beats coming in at 2 a.m. and doing the Today Show. It's a great job. But when something goes down, you got to go. Like, for example, I'm sure Lester has a go bag packed right now in order to get to Rome if the Pope died today. And those kind of things are just disruptive. And as you get older, you're not as excited about doing that as maybe you were when you were 30 or 40 years old. And I think that's some of it. He is the face of the network. And like he had to go to, he didn't do it for long, but probably one of the anchors that didn't do it forever, but went out there and did Los Angeles. You know, whatever the big thing is, they've got to go if it's really big, because the other anchors go. So it's what you do. I don't know what CBS is going to do now with Laurel and Hardy anchoring the newscast there. Frickin' frack, they're not very good. I can't believe this experiment's going to last for very long over there. Meanwhile, ABC just keeps going along. Joy Reid's crying and leaving her position at MSNBC, is not happy at all. Nora O'Donnell, you know, they kind of booted her out of the CBS Evening News. She'll show up doing something, but that was another failed experiment for them. Chris Wallace leaving CNN not long ago, overpaid, nothing to do at CNN. Chuck Todd left NBC News. I thought he was a fair-haired boy. Hoda, I'm still a little unclear about why she left. I know they're trying to cut salaries, but she was so popular that one's going to have to wait and see a little bit longer to see how that's going to go. Delta passengers yesterday, good Lord. I don't know if you saw the footage or not, but they were on this flight from Atlanta to Columbia, South Carolina. I didn't even know they flew these planes anymore. Boeing 717. It looks basically like the old DC-9 or MD-80, as they used to call them. 94 passengers, 2 pilots, 3 flight attendants. They get up in the air, and then all of a sudden there's this smoke haze that takes over in the passenger area. They declare emergency. They come back. They get them out of the plane on slides, all 94 of the people. And I don't see where anybody was hurt doing this, but there's not been a lot of news conferences. It's been weird. Every FAA's investigating what was the haze, what was that all about. It was pretty thick in there, but it didn't necessarily, nothing seemed to be on fire, but it could have been. So Delta didn't do a great job of
Boeing 717 seats about 100 people, and the last one ever made by Boeing was in 2006. So they're
it's not a real current airplane. Delta, in fact, has gone very heavy into Airbus, and I don't know. I was seeing some friends who were flying saying, "How screwed up would that make your day? If you're going somewhere in the morning to be somewhere for what, and then they land you, you got to jump out of the plane, you know, with either, sometimes they don't let you even have your shoes on, you know, when you do those slides, but you got to go wait till somebody brings you your shoes, or if the plane burns up, it's bad, but your briefcase, your computer, all that stuff you've had to leave on the plane, that would be a very bad day. And Governor Abbott stirring the pot, Kentucky Fried Chicken moving to Plano, Texas, and he said, "Well, I think that's great. They ought to change their name to Texas Fried Chicken." That went over bad in Kentucky. Now a word from a good Texan, Jim Schwertner. Did you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You guys do the hurricane season new names yesterday or today?
Mm-mm. No, I haven't even seen it.
Okay, well, here they are. The first one is Andrea, Barry, Chantal, Dexter, Aaron, Fernan, Gabriel, Umberto, Imelda, Jerry, and Hurricane 11 is Karen. Number 12 is Lorenzo, Melissa, Nestor, Olga, Pablo, Rebecca, Sebastian. I hope we never see Tanya, Van, or Wendy. So there you go.
I'm waiting on rapper names, man. You know, like...
oh, boy. Something you really can't pronounce.
Little John?
Yeah.
Like Little Baby. Like Little Baby?
Like Little Herc?
Little Baby's one of my favorites.
How about Little Herc?
Yeah, Little Baby. Apple, in their $500 billion over the next four-year deal, the Advanced Manufacturing Fund is where they're coming from some of this stuff, helping fund U.S. semiconductors. New facility in Arizona. Apple confirmed reports mass production of chips began in Arizona last month. The domestic data center capacity, Apple Intelligence in Houston. Apple Academy is coming in Detroit. That will help businesses implement AI and train manufacturing workers. Apple plans to hire 20,000 U.S.-based employees related to research, semiconductor engineering, and AI development. So all that sounds positive. Starbucks laying off 1,000 corporate staffers. No baristas will be affected by this. Starbucks plans to slim down its menu. Low-selling beverages such as white hot chocolate will disappear to make the menu 30% smaller by the end of September.
Luckily, I don't do white hot chocolate. I do a... Bob, I know you would like to have some this morning. A venti skinny vanilla latte. Here you go.
Well, yeah, I don't.
You can get a lot more complicated than that.
Yeah. Oh, mine's not frou-frou compared to a lot of them. Like the dragon.
I swear, this is another reason when I got into radio, before I got into radio, I said, I don't want to have a job where I keep whiskey in my desk. I don't want to have a job where I'm smoking like a chimney all the time. Or sneaking drinks while you're in the control room of whiskey and stuff. And then coffee, having coffee everywhere, and coffee spills on the board and all that. I made sure I didn't do any of that stuff. And it's served me. I'm still alive at this point, so that's good. Roberta Flack, man, she had Lou Gehrig's disease and has really been in bad shape with it. She had cardiac arrest this week, but she'd been pretty sick for the last 3 or 4 years. She was a big part of the soundtrack of the 70s with her stuff. From the movie Play Misty For Me was the song, First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, and then also the song Feel Like Making Love, Killing Me Softly with his song. One that I loved, I remember playing while I was in college, was a duo with Donny Hathaway called Where Is the Love. That was a great one. And then she did some things with Peebo Bryson that were very popular as well. She was great. Her real name was Roberta Cleopatra Flack from Black Mountain, North Carolina. Her mama was an organist in the Arlington AME Zion Church, and she was a classically trained singer and pianist. Roberta Flack. She had a lot of good songs. We'd see her at the Grammys when I went there earlier. Carly Pierce has the flu, but that's not unusual. A lot of people in the music business right now are sick, various things, but she's got the flu and stuck in England over there doing sold-out concerts and then comes down with the flu. Andor, this is a sequel, kind of a spinoff, more likely, of the Star Wars things. That's coming out pretty soon. They're showing trailers online for that now. A new song from Morgan Wallen is called Superman. It's going to be out probably this summer. And the movie Superman has no relation to that song. Will be out first from DC, and they're halfway through making Supergirl. All these movies that Bob will not go to. They can't get Colin Farrell to.
Neither will you, by the way. Neither will you.
I'll go, though. That's my jam.
I'll go to Superman for sure. I'm not holding a lot of hope for it.
No, really. Christopher Reeves is always going to be my Superman, but I'll go see.
Yeah, me too. And then the music's got to be right. And I've not seen where John Williams is connected to this. And it better have the Superman music, or that's like the Bond music. If you don't have the Bond music, you're not Bond. Colin Farrell, who won the other night at the Screen Actors Guild, he says, I don't want it. I do not want it. And that means getting back into the costume for the Penguin. Penguin got him an award. I mean, it's very popular.
Was he there to pick it up?
Well, he is the Penguin.
I don't know. Was he at the SAG Awards? He was there. Okay.
He was. But again, the Penguin, you'd have no idea it's Colin Farrell. You know, there's nothing, I don't think, right? I mean, if anybody saw the Penguin, I mean, we knew it was him in there, but you really didn't know it was him because everything is so different about all that. Hollywood's still reeling about who's going to be the next James Bond, and it's, Lord knows, we're not going to know about that anytime real soon. Neil Young is going on tour. Don't see Texas in his sights, which is really kind of weird. He's a strange duck anyway, you know? Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts is the band that's going out.
Tell me about
and,
it. Yeah.
And other than that, things, are we getting ready next week maybe to do the newest members of the Country Music Hall of Fame? Always controversial. And we'll see who they end up with. There's so many possibilities. Don't know. The rodeo starts. I think trail riders are underway now. Outside of Houston, the cook-off thing is into this week. Rodeo starts in Houston after that. Mardi Gras Day is next Tuesday, coming very early this year. Mardi Gras Day is the first Tuesday in March this year. And also, is it this weekend the daylight savings time is coming?
No, it's about a week and a half. In fact,
2 weeks.
Sorry, 12 days away from today.
Okay, good Lord. I just wish they'd quit screwing around with the clocks. I know they want to do a lot of things up there. That's one of the things that would make me happy if they did. Pick a time and stay with it. I don't care which one it is. Just don't be messing with the clock twice a
year. We hear that every year. But for the first time, we have two different things happening here now. One is that about half the states in the United States have proposed or pending legislation to do it, but there are caveats. And the other is we have reelected a president who has decided that is on his agenda. From what I read, I just think we could get one time and stick with it, as you said. He could do that. It could get challenged, like anything else he signs an executive order to, but that could be looming. It might happen.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's not the top priority of he's trying to stop wars and do some stuff, but somewhere
now. I mean, there's a scenario that it saves, you know, the taxpayer or maybe the individual a lot of money, depending, but that's where the sticky wicket is. Okay, fine, one time, but which is better? From a standpoint of health, of living your life economically, you know, is it daylight savings to stick with year-round, or is it standard time? That's what nobody can agree on.
I'm looking at a clock up here that's got my temperature on it. It says 51 degrees, 70% humidity. Inside here, 72. That's too hot. And then the time, it says 9:03. Well, it's not. It's 8:03, but I never changed it.
Good for you, Jimmy.
Other one. So,
and the VCR is still blinking.
I'm still doing that. So, All right, boys and girls, have a lovely
Sounds like
Tuesday.
You got it under control. All right, buddy, thanks for the update.
Thanks,
we'll do
Jimmy.
The same thing tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat station. All right, coming up quite a few things, including a brief quiz. Now, Eric, I know how much you like that.
Oh, pop quiz.
It's going to give us all a chance to feel really smart or perhaps humble us. It's questions, the key questions from the quiz that fourth graders have to take to pass science.
Are you smarter than a fourth grader?
Could you pass it?
I probably can't. I probably can't, but all right.
Well,
fourth graders, luckily they're already in school, so they can't laugh at us, but their moms can. And then you can play it along in the car. Truck SUV from now, Maxwell, coming up.
There you go. I will tell you this from taking the test in advance.
Oh, you've already taken it. All right.
Yeah, you can... You can forget a lot of things you learn. And then once you hear the answer, you go, oh, yeah, they taught me that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.